The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I don't know why Anthony A. had to bring up his new love of potato salad, but it started this whole topic here. Is Dana Cortez along with DJ Automatic and Anthony A. Why?
Because yesterday I was on the phone with my mom, and I was telling her how I literally drove 20 minutes to go get me some potato salad. And she was so confused because she said growing up as a kid, you hated potato salad.
So you didn't like it?
I didn't like potato salad at all. None. Zero.
Well, you're going out your way to go get it.
And now I'm going beyond and out my way to go get it.
20 minutes for potato salad. That sounds like a lot, dude.
Important question here. Mustard or mayonnaise potato salad?
Oh, I didn't know there's levels.
He's not there yet, automatic. I think the yellow one?
Yeah, the mustard. That's the only one I like.
All right, I roll with that one, too. Yeah. So that's where I'm at, dog. And shout out to all my potato salad homies out there. I'm late to the party, y'all.
Well, things when you get older, I think your taste buds change. Because I specifically remember going trick-or-treating when I was little. And somebody gave me dark chocolate. I don't know what that was. And I ate it, and I swear to you, I gagged. Yeah. I thought, what
it's
is
like
this?
So rich.
And now
so
you're like, I love dark chocolate.
Oh, automatic. You know I'm like searching
and
for the one with the most
all the old
cacao.
People stuff.
Which one's got the 90% cacao in it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
What about yourself, DJ Automatic?
I'm like a dumpster for food. Yeah. I like just about everything. I like onions when I was a kid. I acted like I didn't like onions because other kids didn't like onions, but secretly I love them.
That's weird.
One thing I didn't like as a kid that I love now, though, is blue cheese.
Oh, I am a refined man now.
Let me tell you, blue cheese on just about anything.
No.
Have you had blue cheese on a steak?
No, automatic.
What?
No, not that I recall. No,
dude. It's one of the most amazing things you'll ever have.
And the worst part about it, Anthony, is he'll have the blue cheese on the steak and then try to get frisky with me.
Oh no!
I'm like, you better take that breath to the bathroom.
Ew.
You just need to give her some chocolate, dog.
Yeah, something. What about drinking? Come on, when you were little.
Oh, the first time I had a beer,
disgusting.
It was the worst thing I ever had, and now I actually crave them sometimes.
I don't know, fool. I feel like that was inherited in me.
No, Anthony. You liked it from the moment you tasted it?
I'm not promoting it, but yes, I did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic and I have been married for a very long time now, and there's something, though, about when I ask him to do something that he just either A, ignores, B, doesn't hear me, or C, doesn't give a damn. Like, I'm not so sure which it is.
It's a little bit of all. It's D, all the above.
Okay, D. See, I didn't even put that into the equation. I didn't even factor that in. And Anna called because we were talking about husbands and just getting that connection with your person, right? And it's not as easy as you think. When you first meet, it's all lovey-dovey. But it's when you get into the weeds of things that you get to know each other. So, Anna, like, we were talking about, it's hard, right? Relationships are difficult.
Like, love isn't always enough. I hate to say it, but my sister fell in love with a guy. It broke her heart to break up with him. But he was a terrible flop. He left food bags everywhere. When she stopped cleaning, the garbage piled up in the house, and there was only one little place to walk between the door and the kitchen.
No.
Like, you could barely get
out. No. No.
Yeah. And he was a wonderful person. She loved him.
Did she try to train him?
I mean, but he's an adult, right?
Yeah, but I trained automatic.
I was automatic.
When you said, did she try to train him? I was like, have I been trained, Dana? Is that what happened?
I think so.
I've trained my husband a little, but I mostly knew what I was walking into.
Yeah.
Ahead of time. But it's very nice to be able to figure out ahead of time how well you work together. Who does the dishes? Who vacuums the floor? Who makes the bed? Who does X, Y, and Z, and are they negotiable?
So, and
can you work with them on
it? That's what I was going to say.
Refusing to work?
If your husband couldn't be trained, let's just say he's just a slob, could you live with a slob?
I could not.
Yeah, no me way. Neither. Me neither.
It's a breaker for me.
Does he still do some things, though, that get on your nerves?
My husband does things. Oh, I am always saying X, Y, Z needs done, and bless his heart, he doesn't like being told what to do, so he will go do L, M, N. And LMN does need done. Like, that needs fixed. It wasn't what I wanted done, because he's like, I guess he's like, you should do it yourself. I don't know.
I don't know, but anyway, let me tell you something, I've never felt a conversation so deeply
in my life because her husband is me.
Why in the world is it?
Just because Dana says, hey, go do that, I'm not going to do it.
It's so annoying. Why though? Anna, don't you just tell him, thank you, but this is what I need. And it just, it turns into a needless argument.
Don't tell me what to do, Dana.
Like, sometimes I just know what needs done. Like, I'm his secretary. I'm the one who does all the paperwork. So, come on. I know what needs done because I've got the list.
Anna, if I died tomorrow, automatic wouldn't know what to pay, who to call, where to go. Who's our mortgage company, right? Automatic? Who do we pay our mortgage to?
The Bank of Texas?
No idea.
No, that is not even true. You would send our money to the wrong people.
Dana, I have it on direct deposit.
You have it on direct deposit because I set it up. Because
make a will, Dana, like I did, because he won't know. All that work you've done, you've slaved away your whole life to save money for the family. He's lost all 5 accounts. He has no idea where they are.
He doesn't know what's happening. He literally doesn't know.
Hey, but I know one thing about
He's depending on you.
I know one thing about your husband and my boy DJ Automatic. They deliver where it needs to be delivered. In the bedroom.
He says, oh, well. So true.
Don't you dare slander me, Dana.
I'm not. There's a reason I've kept you around, honey, okay? Anna, I love you, girl. Please call back more often. It means the world to me that you're listening. It just is so great to have so many people calling us. It feels great.
It's a great place. Thank you so much, Dana. I love talking with you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I trust my husband, DJ Automatic, very much. He travels all the time. I know he's not going to be flirtatious. Or maybe flirty, but not dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, not crossing the line.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw a woman cross the line, Anthony, and I was so upset by it.
Yes, dude. So I'm at the airport waiting to get through TSA, and there's these two young ladies, maybe about two people in front of me, and then all of a sudden, this tall basketball looking dude, looks like he was traveling to go to some basketball camp. I don't know what he was doing. He kind of looked like a professional player.
Obviously an athlete.
Yes, an athlete type. And the two girls are looking for somebody, kind of like, you know, trying to see through the crowd. And he leans over and goes, who y'all looking for? I could see if they're there. And instantly I was like, oh, way to use your height. That's what's up.
Yeah, nice guy. Love that. He's trying to help him out.
And then they describe him, this man that they're looking for. And he goes, oh, is he at baggage claim? He was checking in. And the girl's like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I don't think that man's going to make the flight. And then the whole conversation changed.
Wait, well, who was that man?
That was her husband.
Okay. So the man's not going to make the flight, and she's talking to this basketball player, and she switched up.
Yep, and then so we swiggled through another snake around one more corner, and by the time we come back around, you know, he was smooth-talking her. He was smooth-talking the whole line, honestly. We snake around one more time, and they exchange Instagram handles. And when they did that, her friend even threw her a dirty look.
Like, what are you doing, girl? Your husband can't even catch the flight.
So now I'm just thinking her husband misses the flight, and his lady is out here talking to some basketball player. And I don't know their information. I didn't get that far into it. But hey, either way, man, he was dialed in, and I just pray that that love never finds me.
The whole idea, though, that she's obviously waiting for her husband, he's not going to make the flight, and she did that, hurt my heart.
It did. It was disappointing.
Could it have been an innocent exchange of the Instagram, or did you feel some nefarious activity?
Not his intentions.
Don't do that, Dana.
Yeah. What? Automatic? That could just be sharing.
You're trying to defend the situation. The guy, she was obviously in the wrong. The first thing she was in the wrong for was, why is she in line not, why is she not waiting for her husband? Why didn't she, if he's still trying to check his baggins, why is she in the security line?
Yeah. Because he probably said, go ahead, honey, so you don't miss the flight. Maybe they're going somewhere, you know, where they have to be in an emergency.
Should have played better defense, dog.
And I'm not defending her, Automatic. I'm asking questions.
About to get
questions.
Dunked on is what's going to happen.
I'm not defending her. I'm asking Anthony questions. Yeah. Could it have been a friendly exchange?
I don't think it was friendly based off of the way her friend looked at her and just turned the other way.
Disappointed
and like, I'm not getting involved in this at all.
Don't you hate that when you're in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
And airport trysts seem to be the norm because one time, one of our friends, Automatic, and I know you know who I'm talking about, he was dropping a lady off at the car rental place.
Uh-oh.
And we saw him, and he is married. And one of our other good friends said, what are you doing? And he said, oh, she just needed a ride to the rental. Yeah, a woman's going to get into a random car. Some man we don't know because I need a ride to the rental. Sir, you left that hotel room with that lady. Do not tell me stories.
Yeah, no, you got to take a lift next time, player.
You better. Yeah, and automatic, we never even said a word to his spouse, did we?
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Yes, you do.
That day, whatever I saw, I have erased from my mind, and I just, it didn't happen.
Moral of the story.
What you're talking about.
Moral of the story, stay out of other people's business. How about that?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Man, I know times are tough, right? America's hurting right now. Oof. Well, an Iowa woman is facing criminal charges after she tried to rob a bank from the drive-thru lane. Pulls up. Let me tell you a story.
Did she send the
full
gun?
Full proof plan there, lady.
And she does it at high noon. It's like noon, so the sun is out. Everybody's out. Her name is Lisa Stenberg. She's 51 years old. She pulled into the drive-thru lane at First National Bank and passed a note through the little vacuum thing.
Yeah, that's what...
that says, give me all your money. And the teller said, I'm calling the police. Miss Lisa takes off, but cops stopped her within half a block from the bank. They have since put her in the jail. They charged her with second-degree robbery and a second-degree theft, which are both felonies.
Damn. That's a little extra for that, right, in my opinion.
I don't think Lisa made it past the second grade.
No. That's not robbing the bank, though. If she would have just added JK at the end of that note, everyone would have just laughed the rest of the day. Damn, bro. That's a practical joke gone wrong. We'll go from this bank robber to a woman on TikTok who recently married a ragdoll.
No.
Her name is...
Ladies, I know times are tough. It's hard out there to find a good man.
She married
a
ragdoll, Marcio, and 250 guests attended the wedding. But guys,
she invited people to her ragdoll wedding.
And those people showed up to the ragdoll wedding, dude. So
who's lonely or her, those people?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to call them for serve. I got the invitation. I gotta see this.
You go to the freak show. Are they still married?
Well, here's the thing. The relationship is actually in shambles because it is reported that her husband has cheated on her. So the ragdoll.
What did she do? Wash him in the morning? He fell apart.
No, he meant Raggedy Ann.
Oh, nice, dude. Nice. I didn't think a Raggedy Ann joke was going to work. That's funny.
Well, I'm going to switch gears here. Okay, you guys remember the movie The Martian with Matt Damon?
Mm. Yeah. He goes up there and he's by himself.
He's in Mars. Yeah, he's in Mars. And he has to grow potatoes in his own...
I do remember that.
Yeah, okay. So researcher...
Can we call it manure?
Okay, we'll call it that.
Okay, human manure.
All right, researchers in Europe now say that scene from The Martian is actually scientifically legit. Because we are in the middle of a fertilizer shortage. Oh. So they tested growing vegetables in human doo-doo and found out not only did it work, it was safe. The only thing that was bad about the human doo-doo, it was traces of prescription drugs in the food.
Of course!
Don't get high on your own supply.
Because America's addicted to pills.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, that was Europe, so they're addicted over there, too.
Oh, gosh, even worse.
You get some, like, oxys in your next potato chips.
Exactly.
You go, and it grows.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.